KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The passing of the national budget in Parliament has put the government of national unity under the spotlight this morning, with growing questions about its future. The DA says it's taking legal action to challenge the process. The 2025 fiscal framework was passed yesterday with support from the ANC, IFP, the Patriotic Alliance and Action SA. The DA, EFF and the MK party voted against it.
The outcome of the division is as follows. There were no abstentions, 182 voted against and 194 voted in favour.
A 0.5% VAT increase was a serious bone of contention during negotiations between GNU partners, the ANC and the DA. The Democratic Alliance's John Steenhuisen believes the process to get the budget through Parliament was unconstitutional.
Legal action is already underway to challenge the committee proceedings, but also to challenge the legality of today's sitting. It's fundamentally important that voters outside understand what the implications of this is. Action South Africa did not get a deal. That will come in on the 1st of May unless it is legally challenged.
The EFF says it's also consulting its lawyers. Meanwhile, Action SA's Athol Trollope says they chose to recommend changes instead of amending the fiscal framework entirely, as that would have required a complete budget redo.
We can fill the fiscal gap that the budget was supposed to be filled by VAT. And we're saying we're going to hold you to it. Enoch Godongwana, the revenue services say it's no need to increase VAT. We've given this budget proposal a 30-day period to reconsider. And you know what's really interesting is that this 42 days delay that we've had is costing our economy every day.
Six suspects arrested on charges of kidnapping and robbery on the KZN South Coast are due to line up in court today. They are wanted in connection with the kidnapping of a 39-year-old man from Uvongo near Margate. Police say he was accosted by an armed group outside his home on Sunday. He was forced to transfer money out of his bank account and later driven to an ATM. KZN police say the robbers ordered him to make another transaction by Tuesday. Detectives and a tactical team from Port Shepstone and Margate nabbed six suspects, including a woman who is believed to have been the mastermind. One person is still on the run. And President Donald Trump has announced sweeping global tariffs, confirming a 25% levy on foreign-made cars imported to the U.S. It's due to start today. He says it's the day America's industry is reborn and insists the tariffs will boost manufacturing there.
And ultimately, more production at home will mean stronger competition and lower prices for consumers. This will be indeed the golden age of America. It's coming back.
He set a baseline of 10%, which the UK has been told to pay. Other countries will have to fork out more. The EU has been hit with a 20% levy and China 34%. Back home, we've got a high of 23 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg 19, Richards Bay 24. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.